I'd like to call the meeting to order. It's the municipality of the District of St. Mary's committee, the whole meeting Wednesday, April 8th, 2020, at 1 p.m. And if I could ask everyone to kind of remember that this is going to be posted on our website. The audio recording of this meeting will be on our website within 24 hours. And if I could ask our municipal clerk to do the roll call, that'd be fine.
Sure. Warden Mosier?
Present.
Deputy Warden Dort? Counselor Baker?
Present.
Counselor Smith?
Present.
Counselor Kaiser Kirk?
Present.
Counselor Finley?
Present.
And Counselor Malloy?
Present.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I would like to also make everyone aware that our CAO, Martha McDonald, our Finance Officer, Marion Fraser, and our Municipal Clerk, Warden, are also at the meeting via audio conference. Now, we're wondering if there are any additions to the agenda.
I have Councillor Finley speaking. I have an addition. Correspondence from Giffen's Funeral Home.
We'll put that under 6E. That's correspondence from Giffen's Funeral Home. Any other additions to the agenda? Hearing none, I'm looking for a motion to approve the agenda with the one addition.
I move the approval of the agenda with the one addition.
Thank you, Councillor Baker. Do I have a seconder?
Councillor Finley.
Councillor Malloy, I second that.
Councillor Finley, I believe, was first. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion to approve the agenda by Councillor Baker, seconded by Councillor Finley. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Contrary or opposed? Motion to approve the agenda is passed unanimously. Now we're looking for approval of the minutes from the committee meeting held March 18th, 2020.
Councillor Smith, I'll move approval of the committee minutes April 18th, 2020.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Do I have a seconder?
Councillor Baker.
Councillor Malloy.
Councillor Baker, I believe you were first to second that, so we have the motion on the table. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Contrary or opposed? Thank you very much. We have the approval of the minutes from the committee meeting held Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. Now, I will, when it comes to the business arising from the minutes, do we have any business arising?
Councillor Smith here?
Yes, Councillor Smith.
More of an update, just that the FCM has been canceled. That was something we discussed at our last meeting. So just to make it clear to everyone that the FCM has been canceled and we're in the process of receiving our funds back from the deposits made on that.
Okay.
Perfect. Councillor Finley here. The Fences and Arbitration Committee, does the CAO have any update on that?
We have not called a meeting yet in light of everything that's happening with COVID-19. So we will attempt to have a meeting once we have more information when restrictions are being dropped on the COVID situation.
Thank you.
Councillor Kaiser Kirk here.
Yes, Counselor Kaiser-Kirk.
On page two, this is just a very small typo. Two letters were mixed up. Under the incident form, the council approved the BAP, the policy and incident form. I think it should read form instead of from in the italics there. It says on recommendation of Councillor Findlay and seconded by Councillor Kaiser-Kirk, council approved the BAP policy and incident. I think that should be form.
Mine, it shows form.
Yeah.
Mine shows from, F-R-O-M.
So does mine.
So does mine.
We can make sure that is changed. We can have that changed.
Okay, very minor.
Although those minutes have already been approved, but we'll make sure that they're, obviously the office copy is the copy. We will make sure that that's correct. Any other business arising in the minutes? Hearing none, we will move on to 6A. Mr. Young, our CAO, will be giving us an update on streetscapes.
Okay, so staff has started work on the building at 16 Main Street to the public washroom. And so that work is ongoing. We also have plans for landscaping and planting trees along the boundary between the parking lot and Drug Mart. So we've ordered some trees for that purpose. Moving into phase two of that project of the streetscapes project, we're looking at pricing out electrical standards, so lighting standards, and electrical and curb work that would be standard. Same as what's in the village, in this part of the village, so that we'd have consistency on that. So we're pricing that work out now and looking at it as a possible phase two for the project that could be done this year. That's where we are right now. So I'll turn it back to you, Warden, for any questions or comments.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. McDonald. Does anybody have any questions or comments on the streetscapes update?
Councillor Smith?
Yes, Councillor Smith, you have the floor.
Just to confirm, these are the same updates, the two phases that we had already discussed and were approved as part of the original budget, correct?
That's correct.
Warden, can I address that?
You may.
It's Marion here. So phase one is what was presented to council before, and that was covered under the budget in 1920. Phase two is actually going to be done under the 2020-21 budget, and that's where we're getting at with phase two. We're going to apply for a grant to the beautification fund for phase two once we have the pricing and see where it falls.
Does that answer your question, Councilor Smith?
Yes, thank you. That was the clarification I was looking for.
Thank you.
Perfect. Does anybody else have any questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to 6B, COVID-19 update. Mr. McDonald will be giving us that update.
Okay, thank you, Warden. Staff continue to work from home wherever possible and in the office on a rotational basis. So we've provided a schedule for the next 3 weeks of what staff will be in the office. We limit the number of staff in the office to a maximum of three. And Public Works and the transfer station staff are working on their regular schedules. And we've created a separate page on the website for COVID-19 information, and that can be found at www.stmarys.ca/COVID-19. So the site provides information on federal and provincial resources and local information on the municipal and community events and actions and cancellations, that type of thing. Recreation staff are exploring online methods and activities that can be used to encourage residents' participation, and where possible, physical activities that can be done without interfering or going against the physical and social distancing requirements put in place to fight the spread of the COVID-19 virus. That's my report, Gordon.
Thank you very much, Mr. McDonald. Does anybody have any questions or comments on the COVID-19?
Councillor Findlay here. I'd like to make a couple of suggestions. I was on the website and I saw the page, and it's good. It's well laid out and what have you. But could we, on our Facebook page, put something where it really stands out and is a link to that? Because most people, I'm sure, are on Facebook rather than our website page. And also on our website page, could we just put that notice about the page right in the middle of that picture, because it is so important right now? Because I know I went on the website and I didn't notice it until I went back and saw it. So there's lots of people that may go to our website and not see the link there to go to the information. Is that possible, please?
We will take that. Thank you, Councillor Finley. We will take that under advisement and have staff look into that. Again, to give you a definite yes or no right now would be difficult, but we'll definitely have them look at that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have any questions or comments regarding the COVID-19 update? Hearing none, we'll move on to 6C, tax and utility dates. Now that we've got the property tax part of that on Wednesday, April 1st, our CAO, Mr. McDonald, and I, along with 87 others, participated in a Zoom conference hosted by the Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities. Municipalities were asked, if possible, to work in cooperation with the NSFN in an effort to create a province-wide tax billing strategy in response to the financial burden caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The NSFM would like all municipalities, if possible, to support them in a universal approach province-wide, eliminating possible patchwork of tax billing strategies across the province. The NSFM is working in partnership with the Association of Municipal Administrators to create a proposal to the province. This as well would prevent a duplication of effort. Given that here in the municipality in the District of St. Mary's, the property tax bills are not normally sent out until late May and are normally not due until the end of July, we are in a position to support a proposal for a provincial-wide solution. That is, if council agrees to this approach. So I'd like to open that up for discussion. If anybody has any questions or comments on that, on their opinion on working and waiting for a short time on the NSFM and their approach to the tax bill.
Councillor Smith?
Yes, Councillor Smith.
I don't see why we wouldn't want to offer a cohesive approach that would make sense for everybody, that would, in the same way that when we're providing our information on COVID through our website, that we're making sure that we're providing the same information that's being put out widely, we would want to do the same thing with our tax bills in order to, if we're able, in which case we are, to create that simplicity moving forward for the citizens, not to get confused by the differing approaches over the province, and especially if there's wide-ranging buy-in from other municipalities. I fully support us doing this.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Does anyone else have any comments or questions?
The only thing I have is I agree with Councillor Smith, and I think we should follow whatever the provinces and NSFM come up with in order to be simplified.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Baker. Does anyone else have any questions or comments or opinions on the issue?
Councillor Kaiser-Kirk here.
Yes, Councillor.
Go ahead.
I agree with it, but I'm just wondering, in principle, will we know what is coming before, or will we have some way of like agreeing with it before it actually is presented, or are we just giving them complete control in the matter?
I will ask our CAO to comment on that, but I believe we will obviously have the choice if we want to weigh in at the final stages, but we are being kept up to date. As a matter of fact, we have a Zoom conference again this evening at 6 o'clock to discuss the issue. But Mr. McDonald, do you have any comments on that?
Yes, thanks, Gordon. It would not be a mandatory, it would be a voluntary approach. Some municipalities may decide to not offer any kind of deferral, tax deferral. Some may decide to do something different. So it would give municipalities the option of looking at what is being proposed for provincial wide option, but not mandatory.
Thank you, Mr. McDonald. So does that answer your question, Councillor Kaiser-Kirk?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anybody else have any questions or comments? Because we will.
Councillor Findlay here.
Yes, Councillor Findlay.
So that does not necessarily mean that we are going to take the recommendation, correct?
No, it does not. And we will be keeping council, because it will be a council decision if we participate in their proposal. It's not something we will do without the council approval, so it will be brought forward and you will be kept up to date, because this again is a work in progress, and you obviously will have to know what that entails, and it could be quite detailed yet. We're not quite sure yet, but you will be able to participate, and we will have a vote on that.
So when do you anticipate an answer?
I can't answer that. Mr. McDonald, would you be able to give an answer to that?
I know that the NSFM have submitted the proposal to the province, and as of last week, they were still waiting a response from the province. So really, we may get an update on that in the meeting tonight, but it could take a while. It depends on how long the province takes to analyze the situation and review it, and come back to the NSFM with an answer.
Thank you very much. Does that help answer your question?
Not just one moment. So at this point in time, we can't tell the residents whether what we're going to do, and even if we are going to do anything to give them relief on their taxes, whether it be interest or whatever. Am I correct in saying that?
I would say you would be correct in saying that. As you're aware, this COVID-19 pandemic is changing by the hour, we are fortunate that our tax bills aren't due to be sent out for quite some period yet. A lot of municipalities aren't that fortunate. Their tax bills have been sent out some the 1st of April. So there is a sense of urgency in this. So yes, we need to work with everybody. And again, where everything is changing and everybody knows by the hour, we need to all work together as best we can to try to come up with a solution. And hopefully this will be one that we can work with. And again, as Mr. McDonald put it, it would be possibly a universal solution. It would be much easier for everybody.
One more comment. I would assume that once we hear from the Nova Scotia Federation, that we would call an emergency meeting so that we could discuss what our plans would be, whether we would go with them or make our own plans for this.
We will deal with the situation as it arises, because again, without a time frame, we do not know what their time frame is. It may coordinate with a meeting we already have scheduled. We'll make that decision as the time and the situation permits.
Okay, thank you
very much. Does anybody else have any questions comments on that situation? Hearing none, we'll move on. Mr. McDonald's going to give us a little bit of an update on utility billing dates.
Right. So we get a staff report, which you all have seen and have in front of you probably, on the water utility. And the billing is done quarterly for the water utility, and the end of the fourth quarter was March 31st. We have put together a couple options to look at to give some relief on overdue water bills as far as interest. And the first option is just to go with sending the bills out, and the due date on the bills would be the end of April, first of May, and any that weren't paid but then would accrue interest. Second option was to provide a 1 month extension to the due date for paying the water bills, which would allow the 1 month extension to the end of May without interest accruing on the charges. And the third option would be to just allow that whole quarter that ended March 31st to go until the end of the next quarter, which would be June 30th, without any interest charges on that. So obviously the status quo wouldn't cost the water utility anything, because we charge an interest at the normal rate at the normal due date. Second option for the 1 month extension would cost the water utility about $100, it's estimated. And the third option would cost about $300. So, and we have contacted the utility and review board to ask if we have permission to do this type of extension on the water bills and this type of relief on the interest, and they're open to that. They've already given us permission for the 1 month extension, but that's not to say we can't go back and ask for option three as well. And I know that they've been very open to different options that other municipalities have put forward for this. So I guess we're looking for a recommendation simply because our bills are due to go out pretty much this week. So we need to know what council wants to do with this and have a recommendation.
Councillor Finley here. I would like to make the recommendation that we send the fourth quarter billing out this week, or and that there would be no interest charge for the three-month period.
Councillor Kaiser Kirk here.
Yes, we have a motion, a recommendation on the floor. We're looking for a second.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, thank you very much, Councillor Kirk. Now we'll open that up to discussion. Does anybody have any questions or comments on the recommendation that's been put forward?
Councillor Kaiser Kirk here.
Councillor Kaiser Kirk, you have the floor.
Hey, I just think people are hurting right now, and we need to do our very best for them. And if we give them more time and eliminate the interest on the current bill, then I think option three is a wise choice.
Okay. Councillor Smith, you have some
comments. Councillor Malloy here.
Councillor Malloy, you have the floor.
Thank you. I agree with Councillor Kaiser Kirk that we should do number three that CAO mentioned, high no interest on the fourth quarter bill. People are hurting right now, and I think that would be good faith for us to do that.
Thank you, Councilor Malloy. Does anybody else have any questions or comments, discussion on the recommendation that was put forward?
Councilor Smith?
Councilor Smith, you have the floor.
I was just looking for clarification. Under option three, we're removing or considering removing the interest for the fourth quarter. Now, does that mean that if there is a previous outstanding bill before this one went out, does the interest continue on that portion of the funds or all funds moving forward based on that account?
I would ask our finance director to answer that if I could.
So for this option, it was only the bill for the fourth quarter. It's not the previous fund. It's not the previous balance or arrears on the account.
Thank you very much. Does anybody else have any? Did that answer your question, Councilor Smith?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else have any discussion on the recommendation that has been put forth and seconded? Hearing none. We'll take the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Contrary or opposed? Hearing no nay votes, the recommendation has been passed to apply no interest on fourth quarter bills until the next billing is due, first week of August. This option will cost the water utility approximately $300. Thank you very much. Now we're for a motion to go in camera.
I'll move that we go in camera, Edward.
That's a motion to go in camera moved by Councillor Baker. Do we have a seconder?
Councillor Finley.
I'll second that, Councillor Malloy.
Okay, I believe Councillor Finley was first there, seconded by Councillor Finley. So we will go to in camera and the recording will stop while we were in camera and will resume when we return to regular session. We have returned from our in-camera session, and we'd like to have, we're going to put a recommendation on the table not to accept the J-Class sharing program with the province this year due to the high cost that is in excess of the amount budgeted for this fiscal year. I'm looking for somebody to move that recommendation.
Councillor Kaiser-Kirk, I make that motion.
Thank you, Councillor Kaiser-Kirk. Do we have a seconder?
Yeah, Councillor Malloy, I second
that. Councillor Malloy, thank you very much. Seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Contrary or opposed? Thank you very much. Motion that recommendation is passed. Now, I'm going to move on to our final item on the agenda, which was added. Councillor Finley, she would like to discuss correspondence from Giffen's Funeral Home. Councillor Finley, you have the floor.
Thank you. I think we've all received a copy of that letter from Giffen's Funeral Home. And I called Lewis to get some clarification on what he wanted. And he said the reasoning was if this COVID-19 went further and there was, what's the next step? Martial law or whatever the case may be, that the government could really close this down further, that they, since they're not declared an essential service, they would not be allowed, if somebody passed away, to go into the home and get the body, number one, whereas if they were an essential service, they would be able to. The other thing, when supplies are divvied out, because they aren't an essential service, they would have a hard time getting the protective gear. So what he wants us to do is write a letter to the minister supporting changing funeral homes to an essential service rather than the situation they're in now. That's the bottom line. That's all I know right at this point in time.
Thank you, Councillor Finley. Mr. McDonald, would you like to comment on that?
I did speak with Mr. McIntosh as well, and that's the same message I got from him. He was writing in In his role as part of the Undertakers Association, and so it's not directly from Givens Funeral Home, but from the Undertakers Association in Scotia.
Okay, open the floor up to any discussion.
Councillor Smith?
Yes, Councillor Smith, you have the floor.
Do we have clarification on why the province has not declared them an essential service? From what I've noticed, anything that they've chosen not to declare is for a reason, that there's an overall arching plan. So do we have clarification as to why funeral homes and under this Undertaker Association is not being considered an essential service?
I don't. Mr. McDonald, do you have any clarification of that?
No, I don't.
Councillor Finley here. The only comment I can make on that is that Lewis McIntosh did tell me that apparently Ontario and Quebec have declared them essential services. So they're leading the way on this, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, so where would you like to go with this, Councillor Finley?
I'd like to make a recommendation, unless somebody can give me a reason why we shouldn't. Maybe a recommendation subject to further investigation that they do be, we send a letter saying that we would like them to be made an essential service. Personally, I can't see of any reason why they wouldn't, but I don't know everything.
So you have made that recommendation. Do we have a seconder?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Councillor Baker. Any further discussion?
Councillor Kaiser-Kirk here.
Yes, Councillor Kaiser-Kirk.
I'm just wondering, before we would write a letter of support, would a call be made to find out maybe if there is a reason why they would not be considered essential services? I'd like to know why before I would write a letter of support saying they should be.
Thank you very much, Councillor Kaiser-Kirk. Do you have any comments?
Councillor Smith here.
Councillor Smith?
Yes, I agree with Councillor Kaiser-Kirk that not that I necessarily disagree with writing the letters, until we understand what the plan is from the province who are developing how they're going to handle this COVID pandemic, I think we should understand their reason and their plan moving forward before we try to get involved any further.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Any other comments or questions while we have
Councillor
recommendation?
Councillor Finley here.
Yes, Councillor Finley, you have the floor.
I do believe my recommendation says subject to further investigation to find out if there's a reason why they shouldn't be. I don't want the letter written unless there's a clear path that they should be become an essential service. So I have no issue with writing a letter or doing a bit of investigation to find out if there's a reason they shouldn't be an essential service.
Okay. Very much, Councillor Finley. That helped clarify the situation.
Yep.
Okay. There's no further discussion on the recommendation. We'll ask for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. All those contrary or opposed? Hearing no opposed votes, the recommendation passes. We'll move forward with that from here. So there, we're looking for the adjournment. But first, I'd like to thank council staff and the citizens of the District of St. Mary for these difficult times. We're working under adverse conditions as well as everybody. We'd like to thank everybody for the support. And on that, wishing everybody the best, I would like to ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion, Councillor Malloy.
Thank you very much, Councillor Malloy.